like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Yes, it's time for another installment of Bands of Your Life, brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? A site specifically for P1s, globelifep1.com. Check it out. And this week's super special guest star, we'll get back to work here at some point soon. We're getting a little more clarity on the Major League Baseball schedule. And when the Rangers take the field, you watch the games on TV, you see and hear the great Dave Raymond, the TV play-by-play voice of the Rangers, Ticket P1, friend of the show. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. You got any kind of a handle as to when your first broadcast will be and what this season might be like?
Well, we're starting to get, I think, better information about what's going on. So I just saw a tweet that apparently Major League Baseball has rescinded their initial offer of moving the season back a month, and extending the postseason. And so we're just going to go as normal. So as far as our first broadcast goes, we're only going to do a handful of spring training games, and we're not even going. Tom, CJ, and I will just do them from back here, just like we did last regular season. So the radio guys, they'll go to Arizona, at least a couple of them, but we won't go. So it's going to be, you know, as strange as last year was, at least we went to spring training and had a couple of weeks there, and it felt somewhat normal. This really strikes me as nuts because, I mean, I'll have zero personal interaction with any player during an entire season.
That's weird.
It's really,
man.
Really weird.
Yeah. All right. What was it like for you to try to put together your answers to our little musical questionnaire? Was it easy or hard?
So it was really hard. I was surprised because I love listening to this segment. One of the great adjustments you guys have made during the pandy. I get such a kick out of hearing everybody's thoughts and their bands and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's a cool idea. But man, when you sit down to answer these specific questions and try to limit it to one band, it's hard. Because your taste can be so divergent, or you have so many groups that you really like. It was really hard. And I'd say the first two questions are the hardest. And I think it's because they come at it from a much different angle, an angle I guess I don't always think about so much.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Curious to see what your answers are. And we start off, as always, with band that you hate.
Well, so let me ask before I jump in on this. You don't see my list before the show?
No, only Jeremy does, so he knows which music to play.
We
don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, I doubt this is going to be on anybody else's list, but that's because they don't even think of the guy, I think. He drives me nuts, and it's Michael McDonald.
Wow. Well, Javier's not going to be happy about that.
I cannot stand this.
It's the voice or the songs?
Yes. It's like all of it, man. It's like, you know what? He's like this kind of creepy dude who's trying really way too hard to impress chicks at a party or something. It just doesn't seem, nothing about it seems natural.
Yeah, it's unusual for sure.
We went to a Michael McDonald show in Ojai when we were at a Cowboys training camp. George, you were with us.
Yeah.
And Donovan and Ryan's and Jordan.
Yeah.
It was a good show. He's unusual. I will give you that.
He's just so mush mouthy.
Yes.
That's what Dave says.
It's just... Yeah. And like, I don't know. Does he take himself maybe a little seriously?
He didn't seem to the night we saw him, but yes, in the day he did.
He should treat himself as a joke artist.
Thank you. That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
That little bit-by-bit business in the background, it just makes my skin crawl every time I hear it. minute by minute, yeah. He disturbs me in a way. And you know, there's that
scene. I can see that. Yeah, he's got that kind of voice that not everybody's going to love it.
Yeah.
But Dave seems to think he's up to something. Something
right.
You think he's a terrorist or something?
Trying to impress girls at a party. I think that's a funny way to describe him.
Yeah, I think his friendly greeting hugs, I think they linger, is all I'm saying.
Okay, next up is band you think is overrated.
All right, this one may cause some problems. And let me preface this by saying that the word here is overrated. And I don't think any band could live up to just the absolute ridiculousness with which people seem to love this group.
Dave, now it's the first inning. You're not supposed to throw inside in the first inning.
You are so right.
Hit the first three batters you see. What are you doing?
Well, listen, sit back and enjoy these two notes for the next 90 seconds, okay?
So Dave! Really...
Yes!
Yes! I mean, this is... And, you know, if Michael McDonald took himself seriously, God, you two!
When you change the world,
When
you change the world, you have a good reason to take yourself seriously.
We want to thank Dave Raymond for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. More time.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good
he's
season.
Got more time.
Hope it goes well this season, Dave.
I, you know what? There's just, I don't
get to the singing.
Yeah, no, we got time.
A minute in.
We've got time.
Already a minute in, there's not even been any singing.
You got to hear this one in concert, though. This is like the greatest moment of a U2 live show.
Oh, got there.
Dave, this is such a great song.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm not saying that their music isn't good. They have good music, and even some songs that I like. But each album is like one song. Right? From track one to the last track, it all sounds the same. Now, album to album, they show a little range, but man, each album is just suffocating with the same style and sound. Mm-hmm. And I do think that they're just kind of like a little pretentious, high-minded, self-congratulatory group. I just
that's okay. That's a great way of putting it.
Hey, you know what? To each his own. We're not going to hold it against you.
No, that's
fine. You did bring the wood this morning, so we appreciate that.
Well, I've been known to do that
every morning.
Yeah.
All right, this is Dave Raymond, TV voice of the Rangers, with us, our super special guest star on Bands of Your Life this week. Let's quickly move on from that one to band you think is underappreciated.
Yeah, so I did. I mean, I really hated doing those two questions because those were tough.
Yeah.
Although I will say the U2 answer came a lot easier than Michael McDonald. Band I couldn't hate. It was really hard to come up. But in any case. Underappreciated. And I think these guys are appreciated in circles. And I think over, you know, in Europe, they're really appreciated. I don't know stateside that they got the love that they should have gotten. And that's the Pixies.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not trying to play into Gordo's wheelhouse. And I don't even know if Gordo likes the Pixies.
If he
doesn't, he should. Because they're just as disturbing and chaotic and bizarre as he is. But I love these guys.
Yeah, I like this.
So, I like them too. My kids were really into them. But now, have you listened to them for like 45 minutes straight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're very diverse, man. They're all over the map. Like, even within a song, you're going to get this.
Oh, no, I think frenzy. They are diverse, yeah. They're just the, I don't know, the style tends to give me a headache 45 minutes in at loud volume, you know.
Yeah,
better than you, too.
You're such a U2 traitor. I can't even look at you right now.
Look, I don't hate you two. They're just overrated. They could never live up to it.
Right.
But these guys, this is Debaser. This song is off their album Doolittle. And this was the first album that I had heard of theirs. And this song comes on. And you talk about bringing the wood right out of the gate. This song absolutely shreds. And they didn't release this as a single for like, I don't know, a decade after this album came out. Huh. But, you know, Kurt Cobain has talked to a lot about how they ripped off the Pixies. The entire album Nevermind was basically a Pixies ripoff. David Bowie, I think, had the best description of them. He called them the psychotic Beatles. But David Bowie loved them. They only
we
had
to get
had
David Bowie and Kurt
so
Cobain
years.
On to talk about it.
No, you we know can't. Better, you know, better than that.
Yeah, bad news, Gordon.
Anyway, back to you.
And they recorded this right after the lead singer was in a knife accident, right? That's the wails
he's
of
not screaming
some sort
in
of
pain,
injury.
He's singing.
No.
Like the second listen, after a knife accident.
You're such a jerk.
So, Gordo, go look up this song, Debaser, and, you know, when you want to break down the lyrics of these guys and the violent imagery, the whatever, you know, slicing up eyeballs, you know, like...
Hey, that does something for you.
It's really weird. It's really weird, but what you find is that they're kind of all over the map. Like he took that soundless film by Luis Buñuel and Salvador Dali back in the 20s, where that guy slices his wife's eyeball. I know it's a little grotesque.
Un Chien Andalou.
That's right, and which is in the song, right? But yeah, the imagery a lot of times is a little nasty, but. There's also a lot of fun and humor and mirth in their songs. Believe it or not, I think it's just hard to sometimes
mirthy
hear
eyeball
it initially.
Slicing.
Yes. See, thank you. I knew you would get it. But there's a lot of self-deprecation and just weird. They're weird, right? I mean, they're just flat out weird.
Okay. I think we're going to have fun with this next one. This is Band That You Love. George, let's get ready to rip whoever he says.
Yeah, they're ready. They're ready to jump on you.
I think that this one has to be in Craig's library of CDs or 8-tracks or whatever he's got back home. They Might Be Giants is the band I love.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Looks like we've got a little
buffer there. And then
we got a 5-second ad. We got to skip through here to get to They Might Be Giants. Which song have you selected for them?
Well, I chose I Palindrome I. A number of great songs you could choose for They Might Be Giants, but it's catchy.
Yep.
It's fun.
I'm a fan.
The lyrics in this one are really clever. There's palindromes all over this thing. Even the time of the song is 2:22 is a palindrome. I just get it, you know, they're clever. They're just clever and fun and witty. And catchy. Everything's catchy. And if you look at the Pixies and if you look at They Might Be Giants and a lot of the groups that I really like, I think their songs are short. And I only discovered this going through this exercise. My attention span is probably not the best. And so I like the quick hook and get me into it. Leave me humming the tune a little bit later and let's move on to the next one. But they're funny. I mean, I like these guys a lot. Very smart.
I do too.
All right, good choice. Next up is Band That Made You Fall in Love with Music.
All right, well, there are two here. And one is my brother, he got a record player. And then, like, the first album he got was Billy Joel's Glass Houses. And the first track, I love that. Break Glass, that blew my mind for some reason. I was little, but... And then this song is such a badass. Went to this party and he's just busting people up. But the album is great. The entire album is brilliant.
I always like this tune.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks covered it too. You ever heard Garth's version?
Garth seemed obsessed with Billy Joel. Didn't they go on tour together?
They may have.
I don't know.
They're great. Billy Joel's the best. He's still good. All his songs, you know, and he's how many decades has he been writing? But they're all brilliant.
Just five.
Anybody got any water?
Yeah, we've had ticket interaction with him.
Corby verbally assaulted Billy Joel.
Super Bowl week. Okay, this is always a good one. Your guilty pleasure.
Well, hang on, though, because there's one other thing. So I love Billy Joel. Listen to that album incessantly. And then, so I was digging music, but where my music took a big turn was a buddy in elementary school, junior high, Paul. He had an older brother who was in college, and he brought back the Young Fresh Fellows, who you may not have heard. This is When the Girls Get Here.
The girls are here.
I'm not familiar.
Not either.
Yeah. It's a small, dumb college band from the Pacific Northwest.
No wonder you don't know them, Craig. We'll set our hair on
fire. Spill beer all over our t-shirts. So this is mid-80s?
Yeah. Yeah, mid to late 80s. And then, so that, you know, he brought this cassette home. We listened to it. I was fascinated. Look, I lived in Garing, Nebraska, man. We had one radio station that played, like, music. and they had probably six or seven records. So I didn't hear much of anything until this came out. Well, that's bizarre. And the next thing you know, we listened to the Violent Femmes, and then kind of started going down a road of all the, you know, the new wave pop and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah, and very new wave.
And it kind of changed the way I thought about music, right? Instead of the big band, a little more of the small, college, ironic, idiot band.
Which got you away from the big bands like Lawrence Welk and
all yes.
that. More yes. towards the college bands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
College radio. And
so I've always, you know, and then that's where, I guess that's the direction I took from that point forward.
Okay.
Know, King Missile and all that other nonsense.
Okay, now let's find out Dave Raymond's guilty pleasure.
Well, when you have kids, there's certain things that you just can't really listen to in the car with the kids and whatnot. And I love this guy. Macklemore is funny to me. His music's excellent. This is one of my all-time favorite songs, Let's Eat.
I woke up, threw some sweatpants on, and I fed my cat, and then I walked to the mini mart. And I really want a donut, shouldn't get a donut, buy the donut, commitment's really hard. Supposed to be on a diet, I want to be like Ryan. He lost 30 pounds on that paleo. But get man, I love fraud. I was going to get skinny for the summer. I was going to start doing my crunches. But looking down in my stomach, I'm going to go to the beach.
It sounds like an Andy Samberg, Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah, always got a little of that. Nope.
I'd like to order a hot dog, some bonbons, a large soda, and some tacos to go.
Hot dog.
I never knew what a carbohydrate was. Turns out that it's all the snacks I love.
I love everybody's guilty pleasure because I rarely see it coming. Like there's no way I would have picked this.
No, Dave Raymond, Macklemore.
Oh, man, I could listen to every one of his songs all day long. He's funny, but he's good, man. There's good music in there. He's clever. And his story is so awesome, the way he just went out and did it on his own.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did a song. In fact, the way I found him was through the song he did for Dave Niehaus. He grew up in Seattle, obviously. Everybody knows that. But he's a huge baseball fan, and he was a big Dave Niehaus fan. Huh. And he wrote this song about Niehaus.
Dad in the garage, the sawdust, that pine saw in the moss. Around every spring, when the winter thaw, we'd huddle around the radio, twist the broken knob. 7:10
cool.
a.m.
I never knew he did this. Dave Niehaus, for those who don't know, longtime play-by-play voice of the Mariners.
But to me and my friends, the voice on the other end.
No longer with us, Craig.
No longer with us.
Right.
Way to go, Craig.
Okay, Dave, final category. And I'm guessing that since, like Eric Nadell told us a couple weeks ago, since you guys are always on the road, you probably get to see some shows on the road. Your favorite band to see live?
Well, this was the easiest to answer. This is the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. If you've ever been to a Bosstones show, it's high energy, it's fun, people having a great time, and everyone's dancing the entire time. These guys are the best.
George said that's a busy bass line.
Why'd you say that?
I didn't say that. Gordon just did.
George is moving right now, though. I know he is.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's pelvic thrusting. You got to see it. I'll try to periscope it. Is that still around?
This sounds so much different than More Than a Feeling. I always thought they had just kind of one sound. Thanks, Dave.
That's good.
How many times have you seen them?
I've probably seen him 3 or 4 times. I actually don't go to as many shows as Eric does. But I saw him in San Francisco a bunch of times at the Fillmore, which is a great venue. And that's the thing. They're normally smaller venues. Energy is, like I say, very high. Everyone's sweating. You might get hit, but it's going to be fun.
Could go to the hospital. It's great.
Maybe. There's a chance. But you just stay out of the fray. So, again, similar to a lot of the other groups, their songs aren't real long.
Right.
But they got a good hook and pretty simple and straightforward. I'm not a sophisticate when it comes to music, obviously, but I like just a little fun, a little cleverness, and let's just get it done, right? Let's hear the song and let's move to the next one.
Hey, guess what? We got it done. Dave Raymond, thank you so much. Great list. We really appreciate it, except for the U2 thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry about that. My apologies.
That's okay. Have a great baseball season whenever you guys get around to it. And we'll talk to you at some point during the year.
Right on. Thanks, guys. You talk to me every day. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
I did not need a rim shot.
There he goes. The great Dave Raymond, TV voice of the Texas Rangers, our special guest in Bands of Your Life this week.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me. Sorry, sir. I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3. No nonsense, just common sense.